in the world. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gene Marks, a columnist for The Guardian Small Business, for the Philadelphia Inquirer Small Business. And we now come to Gene's recommendations to the lame duck Congress until the end of this year. Congress has opportunities. They're talking about an omnibus bill, much debating, but there are recommendations Gene makes on his medium.com website. You can listen to his podcast about retirement and tax credits. How so, Gene?
Yeah, first of all, I just want to make sure these are, yes, I guess you could say, John, these are recommendations, but Congress doesn't need my recommendations, obviously. They're working on this right now. I mean, we have a lame duck Congress in place right now that still might get stuff done before the end of the year. And you just mentioned there are two big areas to keep an eye out. One is on retirement. Back in 2019, Congress passed something called the Secure Act, which provided tax credits and benefits to businesses for setting up 401k plans, retirement plans for their employees. Well, that is potentially going to be expanded. There is a few parts of legislation there that is under an umbrella called the Secure Act 2.0 that is making its way through Congress and has a very, very good chance of passing, that will even provide even more tax credits for starting up a 401k plan, a tax credit for matching your employees' contributions to a 401k plan, expanding, giving you incentives to expand automatic enrollment, making people, like really encouraging them to join the 401k plan, to give you credits for matching student loan payments to their debt, all different things to put money away for retirement. So keep an eye out for that because it will impact your business. You can leverage those incentives, get paid for it by the government through these tax credits, and then offer better benefits to your employees. So it's the Secure Act 2.0. Keep an eye out for that before the end of the year. That's number one. And then number two, John, is the government, the Congress is looking at extending certain tax things that are out there. There's a lot of conversation about expanding the child care tax credit, expanding the research and development tax credit for businesses, and also expanding the bonus depreciation. If you're a business owner and you buy capital equipment, you can deduct 100% of it when you buy. It's called bonus depreciation. But that's going to be limited after this year. So Congress is talking about extending that and not making that limited anymore. So just be aware that there's a couple of big bills around retirement plans for your business and some potential tax savings for your business as well that I think will really happen before the end of the year.
The Better Business Bureau warns us that online shopping losses are estimated to exceed $380 million this year. And the age group at the highest risk are 18 to 24-year-olds. These are scams for Christmas time. What is one particular that people should be aware of, especially younger people, Gene?
Well, first of all, I have to say, John, I was really surprised about it that this was for younger people. Whenever I hear about there being scams, it's always on like old guys.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know? Maybe somebody wants to sell me a computer for $5. I go for it. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Or like my mom got like, was on her computer and got like one of those messages saying your computer's at risk, click on here. And all of a sudden she was, getting invaded with malware and, all right. Sorts of things. What it is for younger, for younger people is there are some scams out there that are offering to take people to different websites and offer either discounts or incentives to buy certain products, saying that you'll get, a discount back, or you'll get, you'll credit back if you do it this way, or if you sell with like a, particularly with one of the mobile apps like Zelle, for example, or Venmo, or even if you use cryptocurrency. So if they draw you to pay for a product and then you use one of these mobile apps, they have the potential then to invade your mobile app as well, take your money away. And because some of the banks are not backing up fraud, like for example, Wells Fargo, they're the ones that have the Zelle app. Right now, if you're defrauded on Zelle, they're not reimbursing you for it at all. They're not protecting you for it. Now that may change, but right now that's what's going on. So a lot of the scamsters are saying, okay, we're going to entice the buyers to pay us through Zelle. It's a fraudulent, thing that we sold them, but because they did it through Zelle, you have no chance of finding them, and they can get away with doing it. So the advice is, if you're going to buy anything, Use a credit card. Don't use one of these mobile apps, particularly if it's somebody that you're not familiar with. The mobile apps are good for friends of yours or people that you know. Use a credit card when you're buying stuff, because that way you will, you know, if there is any fraud involved, you can notify the bank. And there are fraud protections on credit cards, not necessarily on these mobile apps, which is why, John, this is impacting so many younger people, because younger people tend to use the mobile payment apps as opposed to the older generation.
There are a lot of businesses that did well during the pandemic, for example, exercise businesses. However, golfing did well because it was something you could do by yourself and not risk mixing in crowds. How is it still doing well? What is its secret, Gene, to have this momentum after the pandemic?
It is really something, isn't it? Like the golf, first of all, let's all be clear, everybody. John is bringing up golfing because he's done the demographics and he's found that more people are, he gets more listeners when he talks about golf.
And cats. And cats.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's what drew you to the story, didn't it?
We have a minute, Gene. Go ahead.
Everybody in the golf industry has been, continued to be excited because golf equipment and golf services continue to sell. There's been a couple things, in my opinion, that has been driving this. Three things, actually. It's been relatively good weather this year around the country that is driving more people outdoors. Number two is because of COVID being behind us, people have more of an attraction to go to golf courses and do these outdoor activities. But also, there's been a proliferation, John, of indoor golfing retail shops like you know, the Top Golf kinds of places where you can go to in a strip mall and be in a pretend driving range and then also drink and have a party. And they've grown significantly over the past couple of years. That's what's driving the increase in those sales.
Well, it's wonderful to hear that someone has survived the pandemic with a plus. Gene Marks, a small business columnist for The Guardian and for our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer. I'm John Beck.